Hello, is Moises Reyes there?
May I ask who's calling?
Oh, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Thank you very much. And to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
yes,
vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
So what is your race?
You mean like my skin color?
Just to classify, would you consider yourself white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm Hispanic. Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. And now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 30.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First, making college more affordable.
Seven.
Then we have improving K through 12 education.
Six.
Then we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And lastly, we have reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Seven.
Thank you very much. And it's now thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Better.
Thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two out of the list. We have ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, alcohol, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, or heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
I don't have as much experience, but I'd probably say heroin, meth, crack, and the one before the last one that you had said, alcohol.
Alcohol, thank you. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I don't think so.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with a product. The first one is oral nicotine pouches.
Familiar.
And is that very familiar or just somewhat?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Then we have heat not burn tobacco products.
Heat not burn?
Yes, correct.
I've never. Oh, you mean like, no, I don't know. I've never heard of that before.
So would you say you're not familiar?
Not familiar at all.
Thank you. Then the last one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains as the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American life losses each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke, because only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing all this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you think it is cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more education in anti-tobacco advertising?
Introduction of non-smoking products.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of these following statements do you agree with more? The first one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through the traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. That was one. The next one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. So out of the two, which statement do you agree with more?
Could you give me a short version of the first one again?
The first one, I can read it again.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The first one was, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking through and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risk compared to cigarettes.
I agree with that one.
Thank you. Now, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
You know, we don't have long-term history data on the vapes, so it's the easy answer for me to say is based on just if you're asking for a straight-up answer, I'd probably say that tobacco because we have so much data.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm giving you way more information than you need. The first one.
Would you have a scale if that helps? We have, you think vaping is much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
Somewhat less harmful.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their life may be saved by using another drug like naloxone and Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes and that we take with other drugs that get a lot of more media coverage.
I would put that at a 3.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, let's be clear, when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying that they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. So we can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Maybe like 4?
Four. And the last one for this section is medical professionals who should have the access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products can save hundreds of thousands of lives, have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Maybe 5.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Yes, I didn't answer this on a 1 through 10, did I?
Yes. No, this one, we just want to know if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, a single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. In the 2024 elections for president, if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I wouldn't vote for either of them.
But if you had to decide,
must I? You know, truly, like on principle, I mean, is there no option for no?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
And would you say you are undecided or wouldn't vote?
I am decided, yeah.
So wouldn't vote or
no,
undecided?
No, I am. I will vote.
Oh, okay. So will it be for other? We also have other?
Other. Ronald. Okay, not Ronald, sorry. RFK.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day.
You too. Can I ask you one quick question?
Yes. Go ahead.
I know that you told me who you're with, but is this like for a particular, is this like for a tobacco company? Is this, are we getting data for a tobacco company?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinion, but we are an independent research company. Yeah.
Understood. All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing, for giving me a fun thing to do. And I know that my data is going to be brokered somewhere, but, you know, I had a little fun talking to you today.
Well, thank you very much for giving us your opinion. So have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. All the best. Ciao.
Thank you. Goodbye.